on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time to find all the winners on this Friday. Harry White looking at today's meeting at Geelong. We're on a soft six. The rail's out six, the entire circuit. And Trav Noonan will be along to look at tonight's meeting at Cranbourne. Good morning to you, H. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. I'm fantastic. How are you?
Well done yesterday. A little stiff because we dead heated in the play of the day. Michael Poy sharing honours in the Jockeys Challenge. But we got a little something.
Yeah, we got a return, but he was so close to running third, I think, in the last race to get that one extra point. Disappointing, but like you said, we got something back, so that's all that matters.
We've got something to play with today at Geelong. Let's get stuck into it. We take out 2 and 6 out of the first, and this is over 1,125 metres. Cozon the Boss is into $1.85. Daunting Magic, $2.60. It's Pins, $6.50. And then we're out to double figure odds for the other three runners. So just a small field of six and an odds on favourite in the first.
Yeah, I'm with that favourite, Michael. Cozon the Boss has only found one better in both runs this prep, both over the trip and both in arguably stronger maiden company. She's just been nabbed in that last 50 metres of the race after being in front. I think third up and fitter, hopefully she can cling on and get away with the win. Number 7, It's Pins, has done enough in stronger maidens this prep to prove competitive in a field of this calibre. Daunting Magic has jumped out well, looks improved leading into his second preparation. From there, number 4, Run Jimmy Run, another debutante, was close up in a recent Horsham jump out, 5-7-1-4.
5-7-1-4 in the first. Race number 2, take out 1 and 6, who both go around at Flemington. And we also take out the 11. In this race, Set the Sails, a first starter from the Price Kent Jr. stable. J Car rides into $2.25. Mirami Express, $5. Smoke Winkins at $5. And then we're down to Starion at $7. So a lot of first starters here. What do the jump outs tell you?
Yeah, these races are always interesting. I am going with number 3, Eidolon, the Sutton and Young debutante. Was a New Zealand ready-to-run sale purchase, comes up with an ideal draw. He's shown ability at both the jump-outs and trials, enough so to make me think that the horse can run a race at a nice price. Set the Sails, the favourite, made grand in a recent jump-out. Looks set for a forward showing and lucky enough, as you mentioned, to have Jamie Carr aboard steering. Also worth noting, his full sibling was a stakes winner as a 2-year-old. So hopefully this horse can go on well as a 2-year-old too. Mirami Express has had the benefit of race experience. And number 9, Smoke Winkins, as Glenn Ingram mentioned yesterday, has jumped out well. He easily won his heat at Ballarat. 3-8-7-9.
3-8-7-9 in the second. Race 3, all go round. We can have Zastar as the favourite at $2.40. Christophina, $5. Unvanquishable, $6. And then we go down to Ventasette at $6.50. $2.40 the favourite here. Who do you like in the third?
Yeah, I'm with Zastar. Was slower away than usual last start. Race back, got going late to finish second. That was behind an even money favourite. He ran third at track and trip last prep at a similar point in his campaign. Maps to be more prominent, I think, looks well placed, and the market agrees. Unvanquishable led throughout last start over the mile. Stuck on well to finish within a length of the winner. Back a shade in trip suits. I think he'll be in it for a long way. Ventisette, I think that's 20 in Italian, resumes with a handful of gear changes, has jumped out well, and Rudimentary gets a tongue tie on, is third up and fitter. 6-4-12-3.
6-4-12-3. Now, I got kicked out of Italian, but I thought Ventisette might have been 25 or 26. So get one of our listeners to text us in and see who's closest to the pin. That's race 3 at Geelong. Race number 4 is a maiden over 1,325. Take out the 1. The deck is $2.25. Another one from the Price Kent Jr. stable. Galanthium, $5. Master Magnus at $6. And then we're down to Deal Flow at $6.50. The deck, the favourite here, $2.40 into $2.25 this morning.
Yeah, we'll take on the favourite. I think Ventisette, Michael, just going back to that, I think it's 27, so I'm going to throw that in the ring, see what happens. But race 4, number 10, Galanthium, looks to have the right form from this. Obviously, just forgiving of her run 2 back when she was keen. Was doing her best work late here over 1,200 metres when second last start. That gave me the indication more ground will prove advantageous. She maps to get the run of the race. I'm making this horse My best of the day. Number 9, Diamonds and Pearls, finished a few lengths off Galanthium a few runs back when first up. Has most recently run well at Track and Trip. The Dex won a jump out leading into this. Did enough on debut last prep in a handy maiden. And Deal Flow has jumped out soundly. Just think the horse might want further. Keen on the 10 ahead of 9, 5 and 8.
Keen on the 10. The best of the day at $5. We're getting some good value there as well in race number 4. At Geelong. Race 5 is the first leg of the quad. It's a 58 over 13.25. Take Out 11, Refreshed is the favourite here at $4.40. Over there, $5.50. Sea Princess, $5.50. And Terracotta is at $6.50 from the Lindsay Smith stable. How many in this first leg of the quad?
We'll go my top four all going in, but I'm with number 4, Sea Princess. Ran on very strongly first up last prep into the minor money, which warranted favouritism second up when she broke maiden status. Gets him well weighted relative to the field with a 3 kilo claimer engaged and has jumped out nicely of late, noting that Blinker's come off here. Breeze and Luna didn't have a jump out to reference that I could find, but was a solid maiden winner here first up last prep and maps to do no work for the front or near enough to. Uno Veloce will relish the extra trip second up and be strong late, and Refresh, the open favourite, has been beaten as favourite in both runs this prep, but by no means disgraced. 4-2-5-3.
4-2-5-3. Our multilingual listeners have confirmed it. Thank you very much. Turf Cutter, 27. Another SMS, 27 as well. And Glenn, I wasn't going to bring this up, just wanted to remind you, what about Gracias Amigo? How far that should have won by?
Are you calling me Glenn now, Michael?
No, Glenn texted in to tell you that.
Oh, yes. Oh, sorry. Yeah, well, it should have. And that was my value bet of the day last night. And that just sort of kicked us in the teeth because I think it ran third. And even though it didn't win, if it had have run fourth, Michael Poy would have run third. That was that race. Mm. So it was a double whammy.
All right. Race number 6 at Geelong is the second leg of the quaddie. 11.25, benchmark 58. All price for Jerome Hunter. First up, $3.80. One scratching, Take Out the 3. Olympic Lad, $4.20. Bossy Chloe, $4.20 as well. Who are you with here?
My top tip, the only scratching, was scratch, reverting to plan B. Olympic Lad always fires first up, is proven at this track, and negates top weight with Michaela Lawrence claiming 3 kilos. Bossy Chloe does draw wide, but has the early speed to boot up and be prominent. She's only lightly raced, has upside. Number 2, Aerospeed, loves racing here. And the favourite, All Price, resumes off a Cranbourne trial. The horse was in winning form on heavy going at Sale first up last time in before having excuses in her next two runs. And the market likes her. 1-4-2-6.
1-4-2-6 in race number 6. Race number 7, we can find Sinanica on top here at $1.80 from the Prushka stable. Take Out 3, 4, 8, 9 and 13. In for Hay, in Aine. Aine for Hay, I think it is, at $5. Express Raider at $6. They're the top three. So is this the trim-up leg? Only won one from 6, 15, but a $1.80 favourite, Sinanica.
Yeah, we can trim up. I'm against the favourite. I just think that Paul Prushka, I think that that's the Quinella, that his two horses. But I'm going with Aine for Hay, who did enough first up over the mile and has won a jumps trial in the interim. He's only missed a top three finish once in 4 second up runs. Negates top weight with Tatum Bull claiming 2 kilos. He probably goes back, so watch for him late. Stablemate St. Arnica, the danger, finished strongly from the back in both runs to feature in the minor money. I think they're the two. Express Raider coming off a fresh and maps to lead, so he gets every chance. Maybe Snake Cavern, a minor money hope. Playing 1 and 5 ahead of 2 and 11.
All right, 1 and 5, the stablemates to fight it out in race number 7. And race 8, this is a 58 over 1,733. Take Out 1, 4, 16, 17. Lordy Lou is the $4.80 favourite. Equal favourite, in fact, with Miss Brixton. Collectible, $5. And then Halebury Miss, $7. So how do we finish the meeting today, Harry?
It's a tricky race. I'm going with number 13, Collectible, who should be peaking third up after running on strongly into second in both runs this prep. The obvious gripe is that she doesn't win out of turn, but has seemingly found a nice race to be right in the finish. Miss Brixton can utilise the inside gate and take up a forward spot. The query for me is how strong she is at the back end of this trip, but we won't die wondering from where she maps. Great Ambition comes back in trip and grade, had been racing well prior to last run. And Lordy Lou, lightly raced with upside, shaves 3 kilos off with a claimer riding and gets the run of the race. 13, 9, 10, 8.
13, 9, 10 and 8. What are we doing to attack this meeting today, Harry, at Geelong? The best bets and play of the day?
Best race 4, number 10, Galanthium. Value race 5, number 4, Sea Princess. Quaddie first leg 2, 3, 4, 5. Second leg 1, 2, 4, 6. Trim up the third leg with numbers 1 and 5 only. Last leg 8, 9, 10, 13. Play of the day, we atone for yesterday. Daniel Moore to win the Jockey Challenge at $3.40.
All right, Buckets Moore today, $3.40 in the Jockey Challenge. What's your early bet ahead of the weekend, Harry?
My early bet, Michael, is that I've been so busy that it's on the to-do list today, but I can guarantee you a winner tomorrow morning.
All right, we'll mark that down. H, good punting today.
Thanks, Michael.
Time for a break. When we come back, Trav Noonan will have all the winners for Cranbourne tonight.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Tonight we are racing at Cranbourne, and according to the Racing Australia website, it is currently rated a soft 7. The rail is true, 1600 to the 1000, and it is out 3 metres for the remainder. And the man who's going to find us all the winners tonight is Trav Noonan. Good morning, Trav.
Yeah, good morning, Michael, and good morning, listeners. Looks a good card, I think, tonight from Cranbourne. Hopefully it'll shoot very straight. I think the racing the last couple of weeks has been pretty good, so hopefully we can find some winners.
I like it. Let's get stuck straight into the first, which kicks off at 5:30 this afternoon. It's a maiden over 1,200. Take out 2, 3, and 4, which means we're left with a field of 6. Huskisson is at $2.15. Then we're down to La Zucca, or Zucca, at $3.50, a first starter. Two Choose is at $4, another first starter. These tongue-twisting names. And then we're down to $4.80 for Angerstein. So a couple of first starters, one in the market here. Small field, 4 given a hope in the field of 6.
Yeah, I think this is a race where Huskisson can get on the board for her first win. She's had the 4 starts so far for Richard Lamming. She's had the 1 back this campaign. It was at the Bull, where she was a really good second behind Bubbly Lass. I think the 3rd horse in that race, Phineas, goes pretty good. And that was on a heavy track. So a lot of boxes ticked here for mine for Huskisson. She goes on top. I think she'll take plenty of beating. To beat the 8, Lazuka, who has jumped out well for the Lynn Tolson and Leonie Proctor yard. I think it can make its presence felt on debut. 6-2 to Choose goes in for 3rd. Thought this horse has trialled reasonably well at Cranbourne. A little bit of a query on the soft conditions, but has trialled well, and 1 Angerstein goes in for 4th. He was a bit disappointing last time, but he has to go in for 4th because the next 2 are pretty average, I think. 7, 8, 6, 1 to start the night.
7, 8, 6, and 1 in the first at Cranbourne. Race number 2 is for the 2-year-olds over 1,200. Take out 4, 9, and 10. Let Fly for Maddie Kamani is the $2.90 favourite. Luna Cat first starter from the Hayes Dabernig, $3.40. And Secret Glamour is at $4 from the Hayes from the Mar Eustace stable. Another first starter, Getting Moody, well named, trained by Peter Moody, is at $6. So what are we doing with these babies in the second?
Yeah, I'm going with the race filly here, Let Fly. She's a daughter by Free Eagle from the Matt Kamani yard. And I just thought this horse's debut at Werribee was quite good. She was a bit unlucky there, but held up for momentum behind Smites, who was attacking the line strongly. I think the soft 7 here shouldn't be a concern. I really liked her here, the 5 Let Fly, and I thought she could be too good for her opposition. I thought the best of the debutants could be the 7 Secret Glamour, who's trialled up nicely at Down in preparation for this from the Kieran Maher and David Eustace team. Jai McNeil on, obviously, a big positive. In for 3rd, we went the way of the 2 Getting Moody, who trialled nicely at Cranbourne, was sort of warming up late. Think she's a filly who'll get over a bit more ground than the 1,200 in time. And 6 Luna Cat has jumped out well at Flemington, can make her presence felt in the small field. But happy with 5 Let Fly to beat 7, 2, 6.
All right, 5 is a nice bet in the second, according to Trav Noonan. Race 2 at Cranbourne. Race number 3, take out the 5. In this race, it's a maiden over 1,400. FAC is the favourite for Greg Urell, Jamie Mott. 2 starts, 2 seconds. It's at even money. Anika Drinker is at $3.20. And we go down to Bobsled at $5.50. Rapata at $12. So even money, this favourite's been very close in its 2 racetrack starts. Are you tipping it to break through tonight?
Yeah, I think you have to, Michael. He's been very, very consistent, FAC, and he gets probably his best opportunity, I think, tonight. 1,400 metres, I think, will be a good sort of distance for him in time. Gate one, he should get a lovely run for Jamie Mott. Him and Greg Yarrell combining at the moment at a really good strike rate. I think this horse is very well placed to win. I think he'll drift from that $2 quote. Hopefully we get closer to $2.50. And I think at that price, he's a good bet. To beat the six, Inca Dinka. He was thrown right in the deep end on debut at Flemington. He didn't necessarily swim in that debut, but he comes back here and can make his presence felt. His trials leading into that run at Flemington suggest he can run well. Three, Bostonic was well supported last start, led them up and just faded late. Think he can improve on that performance. And then the 10, Rapado, who did have good market support on debut. 4, 6, 3, 10 in race number 3.
4, 6, 3, and 10. So another favourite on top, but we might get better than the even money currently on offer. Race number 4 is a maiden over 2025. Take out 4, 8, 10, and 12. Dalgano for Price Kent Jr., $2.80. Miles Ahead, $3. Toby Toff, $4.60. Ameed is at $5, and then we're down to a first starter called Pick Up Chicks, which is a $15 pop. So the market's got 4 chances in this race.
Yeah, I don't think there's 4 chances in this race, Michael. I think there's more like 2, and I'm pretty happy to be with the 3 miles ahead. I think if this horse can get through the heavy conditions tonight, he should be winning. I thought his run last start at Ballarat was huge against the track pattern of the day. He sat last, which was nearly impossible to do from on the day, to come back, to come from there and run well. He savaged the line, only got beaten 3/4 of a length, and he looks a horse who will relish the step up to 2,000 metres. Benny Allen goes on board, who's in hot form. Very happy to be with him the 3 miles ahead. Beat the 5, Omi Ode, who's racing really well this campaign. He's another one who's going to be appreciated getting out to 2,000 metres. He's a little bit of a gap between runs, but I think he's a definite danger. You only have to look at his form 2 starts ago. He ran second to Media Award, who's now a subsequent Group 1 winner. I think they're the 2 main chances. I think they control the race. 1, Dalgano, out to 2,000 metres, probably what he's looking for, but he's a bit of a one-pacer. And 6, Pagador, can improve on its warnable performance on debut. 3, 5, 1, 6 in the field.
3, 5, 1, and 6 in race number 4. Race 5 is the first leg of the quaddie. Take out 1, 5, and 10. Pilot is at $4.40. Saro Deck is at $4.60. Looks an open first leg. Made by Khan, $4.80, and Chantelaine, $4.80 as well. How many in this first leg do we need?
I think we need a few. This is a very open race to start the night by the quaddie. Couldn't really go past Saradek, considering he'll probably find the lead here and he handles the soft conditions. He was a good winner last start at Warrnambool. I know he had things in his favour that day. The track was favouring on paces and he did lead, but he still beat a pretty handy bunch of horses and was still holding a good margin on them at the finish. His 2 runs on sort of soft tracks, he's beaten Horrifying and he's won at the Bull. So you have to sort of respect him here, I think, the 2 Saradek. So he goes on top for me. From the 6, Pillow, who was very impressive last time at Cranbourne over 2,080 metres. I think that could be the making of him this trip and the blinkers going on. He's the danger. 4, Made by Khan, can definitely improve on last start where he was just headed and tired late. I think he's can bounce back, and 8, Nordic Pride's racing well. Tough race. 2 to beat 6, 4 and 8.
All right, 2 to beat 6, 4 and 8 in race number 5, but it could be a wide start to the quaddie. Race 6 is a benchmark 64 over 1,600. Take out 2, 3 and 11. Trench Warfare, 360. Onslaught, 390. Agnelli at $4 and route to Mostly Sunny at $5.50. So another race here where all bar 2 are under double figure odds.
Yeah, I didn't think the race was as open as what the market's giving it credit, though. I thought Agnelli's a horse going places, and I wanted to be sticking with him. I thought his first up run at Cranbourne was very good behind Giddy Up Go and Kermie. He got back in the ruck, savaged the line. Last start, he did what he had to win at Geelong. Step up here to the mile looks ideal. Damien Thornton sticks with him, has been on board him the 2 starts today. The only real query is if he just gets locked in from gate 1, but I think he's easily the horse to beat here, the 4 Agnelli. I think he's well placed tonight by the Waller team. To beat the 6 Trench Warfare, who's been very unlucky majority of his career. Last start behind Falls, he went back to the inside part of the track, probably not the right place to be. Was very competitive with that galloper. Jai McNeil goes on, he's rock hard fit. He's probably the danger. And then the 1 Onslaught, who, fascinatingly enough, Michael, backs up for the fifth weekend in a row on a Friday night. So some performance from this horse if he can win. He's been very consistent in all of his starts here at Cranbourne, so you've got to put him in. And then the 8, Code Blue, was a dominant winner last time at Wangaratta. 4, 6, 1, and 8.
4, 6, 1, and 8 in race number 6. Race 7, a 78 over 1,200. All go round. Sig Positano is the $4 favourite. Maritana at $5.50. Chassis, $5.50. And Love Broker at $5.50 as well. Who are you with here, Trav?
Yeah, another sort of, this is a wide open race, the benchmark 78, but I'm surprised there hasn't been more of a move for Maritana. He's going to sit right up on top of the speed. He's got a good SP profile, and he's just been building it every run this campaign. Fourth to first up, third, second up, second, third up, I think fourth up. You know where it's trending, Michael. I think he'll be winning. I think this is his right race, Maritana, and can be put on speed from Carlene Heffel. And he does look a classy runner in the race, and he's got a great record here at 1,200 metres. They stretch him out to 1,400. He probably doesn't see it. 8 goes at the 1,200, 5 wins. Happy to be with him, Maritana on top. To beat a horse who is, I think, a bit dangerous here first up, the 2, Global Gift, is a horse with a lot of potential. They took him a while to work him out last campaign, but once they did, he really found some form. He's jumped out really nice in preparation for this, and he handles wet tracks. Think he can run well, the 2. Next best, I went with the 12, Love Broker, who's in some good form, as we heard Sharky tipping her a bit earlier this morning. So she's got to be in with a chance. And then we went out to number 5, Sig Posiano, who is going to get a little bit far back in the run, but he's racing really well. 1, 2, 12, 5. In race number 7, but the chances don't necessarily end there.
All right, could be a wide race number 7, but there's a bit of confidence about Maritana at $5.50. The last of 8 jumps at 9. It's a 64 over 1,400. In this race, take out 1, 12, 15, 16, 17 and 18. Seb Song, favourite, 3.10. Scantoon, 4.20. And a pinch of luck at $4.80. What are we doing in the last?
I think there's two horses who are better sort of quality than a benchmark 64 grade. That's Scantoon and Seb Song. One of them will win, but I think at the prices we have to be with Scantoon, who jumped out really well at Sandown in preparation for this. He's a horse that likes soft conditions, and he's got a good record first up. And he's also 1-for-1 here at the track. So happy to be with him, Scantoon, on top. To beat the 4, Seb Song, who gets the 2 kilo claim for the in-form Celine Gaudry. He's a horse with a bit of promise. I think he'll be a horse that's better off once he gets up to 1,600, 2,000 metres, but he's a horse with a lot of talent, and I can't wait to see what he does this preparation. I think they're the clear 2 top rated runners in this race, 3 and 4. Bit of a gap back to the 7, a pinch of luck, who's racing well, and 10, Toff Choice, who can be amongst the minor money. But 3, 4, 7, 10 in the last.
3, 4, 7, and 10. All right, Trev, what are we doing to make a dollar tonight?
Best bet, race 4, number 3, Miles Ahead. I think he's really well placed in the 2,000-metre maiden tonight for Archie Alexander. I think he can get us on the board. Next best, race 1, number 7, Huskisson, who also looks well placed to break her maiden. From the quaddie perspective, leg 1 will take the 4 numbers, 2, 4, 6 and 8. Leg 2 will take just the 2 numbers, 4 and 6. Leg 3 will load up a little bit, 1, 2, 5, 6, 8, 12. And in the last, we'll take 3 and 4. And the weekend multi, Cranbourne, race 4, number 3, Miles Ahead. We're going with an upset in the AFL. North Melbourne to get on the board against the Hawks. Doomben, race 2, number 2, Reloaded, will win his second race at start number 17. J-Mac goes aboard. Flemington, race 3, number 1, Sartorial Splendor. I don't know what Sharky's talking about. He's complete moral. And Morpheville, race 8, number 1, Behemoth. Most popular horse in South Australia and will win their most famous race. I think that's around $350. Oh. That lob will be very, very happy. We need to get one, Michael. We've been very, very close.
I'm with you. I like the big boy Behemoth and I like those little Maltese there. I'm putting a tenner on that and we'll be a very, very happy Vegemite if that can get up. North Melbourne to beat the Hawks, that's controversial, but I like it. Trav?
Yeah. Well, the Hawks are not exactly travelling.
No,
you listen to everything on RSN this week. They've been copying it. North just going okay, I think.
No, they're not far away from a win. Trav, I love it. Good luck over the weekend. Good punting.
Yeah, good luck to everyone at home as well.